So I want to encourage you through this conversation that wherever you're at, you know that you're called to more. You know that if there are things within you that, oh man, I wish I could do that. Stop waiting for things to be perfect. Stop waiting to have everything figured out. Stop waiting until you think that you can produce it to the level in your head that you think you want and need. That will come, but you've got to get in the court now. You've got to start producing something now. You've got to be on the path to that, not just thinking about it or not doing background preparations, but actually get onto that stage. I'm Kate Ruby Aroha, the founder of She Leads Live, Aussie and New Zealand's largest women's leadership and empowerment event. I've led government contracts that create national change and have spent over a decade facilitating advanced leadership experiences throughout New Zealand, Australia, and Southeast Asia. But things have not always been this way. I remember being in a very dark place. I had anorexia, extreme social anxiety, and I was addicted to methamphetamine. You can go and check out my rather unflattering journey over on my Insta story highlights at the top of my Insta page at Kate Ruby Aroha. I vividly remember the moment I decided to turn my life around. Since then, step by step, I've continually lifted my vision of what's possible and kept pushing myself to go beyond the fear. One of the things I've learned is that the stuff we tell ourselves in our head, it ain't an accurate reflection of our true capacity. And as women, we can be pretty good at minimizing our power. The reason I do my work is because I see incredible women with so much potential believing the stories that hold them back. And I want to change that. Look, I don't know what journey you've been on or what's in your heart that you want to create, man, I'm bloody glad that you're here. I know the massive potential that's within you, bigger than you could ever dream of. My hope is that these episodes normalize that self-doubt, because honestly, we all have it, and light a freaking fire in your belly, taking action and going after your big dreams. Are you ready? Let's get into it. Hey everyone, it's Kate and welcome to this episode of She Leads a New Future. I thought I'd share some things. I've got a podcast recording day today and I've just finished sitting on the couch with Henadi and we've just recorded three episodes back to back together for a new series on this podcast, which is conversations between the two of us. And we've just finished recording those three episodes and now I'm going to record obviously the solo episode on my own. And there's a couple of things that I wanted to share about this process that I've just experienced today and how this relates to anything when we are creating our dreams, when we are playing for something, when we're going for something. So Henadi and I just sat down on the couch. We don't have any flash equipment. Like, I'm for real. We've got this one tiny little microphone. And while we were sitting there recording, the microphone was bolstered up on top of yoga blocks, stacked one on top of the other. And we were sort of both leaning in on the microphone, all crowded in. And we had a couple of goes at recording the episode. And then we, I think it was about the third time, lucky. I think the third episode was one that we kind of found our stride. And there's a few things I want to say about that. One is that when you start something new, you do not have to have it all figured out. And this is a conversation and a thing that I repeat so many times. When you start something new, you don't have to have it all figured out. And in fact, the earlier versions of the things you produce will not be how they are in their final form. And the risk is, and this is something that I see happens a lot for a lot of people, is that because they can't get straight away the thing that they want to be in the final version that they want it to be, they don't produce the thing. And because they don't produce the thing, they don't get the learnings and experiences from producing the thing in its earlier version, in its earlier format, so that they never get to go through that process of producing the thing that's in its earlier format, so they don't get those learnings that help it become the thing with that it ends up being the thing in its final format. So for example, you know, we showed up today and we recorded 3 episodes. We were figuring it out while we were recording. We were figuring it out, what do we want these episodes to be about? But we're not figuring it out without taking action. We're figuring it out by recording the episodes and learning as we go. So, you know, after we recorded those episodes, we had a little chat and said, what worked well, what didn't? What do we want to do next time? And I said, well, next time, I definitely don't want to be sitting on the couch next to you, like our faces smashed into this tiny little microphone. Just even in that, it felt so unnatural that it just didn't feel as good. So next time I'm going to be in my beautiful office. Hinari's going to be down the other end of the house in his lovely office. And we're just going to do a Zoom recording. Even though we're in the same house, it's just going to feel easier. Now, I know that this is such a tiny thing, but the principle here is so freaking important. I see so many people hold themselves back from producing anything at their next level because they're not happy with the version that gets produced. So I want to give you a quick message before we get back to this episode. You can get full access to the recording of the training that I did on the main stage on day 2 of She, simply by visiting katemarieobrien.com/training. Do yourself a favor and make sure you watch it. It's a 30-minute power-packed training that people pay tickets to see, and you can watch it for free now over at katemarieobrien.com/training. So they don't get to have the experiences that take them into the final version. It's, you know, I just think of the last 10 years when Hinari and I have been creating workshops and events. And I think back to one of our very first events that we created, which was a 3-hour event. And we hired this yoga studio in Hawke's Bay, back in New Zealand, where we're both from. And we hired this yoga studio, and we created this 3-hour event. And we invited people along, and I can't even remember if it was tickets or if it was free. I just can't even remember those level of details. But, you know, when I remember sitting up the front, and we were learning how to run events. We were learning how to run workshops, because running a workshop live in person with an audience, and I think we had about 40 odd people in the audience, is very different to one-on-one coaching. It's very different. And we just started with what we had, and it wasn't perfect, and it wasn't the big vision that we had in our mind. I mean, even saying that, we didn't even have a hell of a big vision. We were really just following each nudge as we went along. But it was such an early version of what things have become now. But it was because we were willing to show up. We were willing to do the thing that wasn't the most highly polished, that wasn't, we were just willing to show up at the level that we were currently at then. It gave us experience. It gave us all of the rich learnings that then came together over time because we kept doing it. We kept showing up with the level that we were at. And then over time, we built capacity. We built so much understanding and learnings around what it takes to create and pull off workshops and events. And then those events and workshops became bigger. It went from 3 hours to 5 hours, from 5 hours to a day. It went from a day to 2 days. It went from 2 days to 4 days to 5 days. And the only reason why we were able to move into the next level and the next level is because we showed up and did things at the level that we were at fully, even when it felt really scary and even when we made a lot of mistakes along the way. So I want to encourage you through this conversation that wherever you're at, you know that you're called to more. You know that if there are things within you that, oh man, I wish I could do that. Stop waiting for things to be perfect. Stop waiting to have everything figured out. Stop waiting until you think that you can produce it to the level in your head that you think you want and need. That will come, but you've got to get in the court now. You've got to start producing something now. You've got to be on the path to that, not just thinking about it or not doing background preparations, but actually get onto that stage. if speaking, for example, is a thing that you want to do, get yourself onto some stages. And they can be stages, and I'm definitely doing quotes in the air, of any size. Create something where you have people come around to your house and speak in front of them. That's what we did. I remember our very first thing was we invited people that we knew. I think we had about 10 or 12 people come to our house, and we arranged our lounge suites into like a semicircle. And in that semicircle, there were people all, around about 12 people, I think, in that semicircle. And then we had our chairs at the front, and we had this, I think it was a flip chart. And we had prepared a couple of modules that we taught. And we had prepared those for months beforehand. But we created an audience because we wanted to test some of the stuff out. We got people around to our house and we taught live in person. Was that perfect? Fuck no. Oh my God. I laugh/cringe at what we were doing. But that was a part of the journey. Like we had so much to learn and navigate that we learned and navigated by creating opportunities. And we can create so much. There are so many opportunities that we can create for ourselves where we get to get on the court and have the experiences that grow us. You know, what we've learned over the years about running events with, oh my God, the learnings on every single level, even with how to have the seating and how to, how long to have lunch breaks and how to navigate the afternoon sessions after a lunch break and all of the stuff that came through doing workshops and making mistakes. You know, the reason why now we can run large events and hold people's attention and take them on a journey for whether it's our 3-day She Leads Live or whether it's our 5-day advanced leadership experience, we can hold people's attention on a roller coaster for 3 to 5 days because we've learned what it takes. We've learned how to move people in and out of different spaces so that they're opening up to new things and they're opening up and dropping through the levels of their own learning. Why? Oh my God, because we've done it so many times. And I encourage you, as you're listening to this conversation, that it's okay to put things out there and to create things and to try things that aren't in the final version. And in fact, if you were waiting just to get it perfect, to have everything in the exact format that you want it to be in the end result, and because of that, you're not putting stuff out now, you're missing out on huge opportunities. You're missing out on opportunities for learning, for growth, and for feedback. Because it's only when you get on the court and you actually produce stuff that you get the real-time feedback of what works, what doesn't work. And believe me, what doesn't work is just as an important learning as what does work. So I would say that this is probably one of the biggest things that I see from people is holding back because they don't feel that yet they can produce things at the level they want to. Whereas you have to produce where you're at, stretch yourself to where you can stretch to from where you're at now. Yes, absolutely. But actually stretch there and produce at that level, knowing that it's through what you learn of actually doing it that will help you to grow to the next level, to the next level, to the next level, and then you'll be able to be in a position to produce something at the level to which you really want, only through being willing to fail along the way while you're producing. I hope that you got something from this conversation, and I hope more than anything that it spurs you into action. The actual actions in your life that produce things that get you on the court, that allow you to learn and grow along the way. If you have any questions that you'd love for me to, either myself or Hennity, because we've now got episodes together on this podcast, send me a DM over on Instagram at Kate Marie O'Brien. Flick me a DM and say, Kate, this is what I'd love for you guys to talk about in a future episode of She Leads a New Future. Have an awesome day, and I'll see you in the next episode.